Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. KNSS breaking news in Oklahoma City. One person is dead following an altercation involving a police officer Sunday evening. The female officer eventually pepper sprayed the suspect, who then punched her and took her taser. The officer eventually shot the man dead. Police Captain Bo Matthews gives an update on the officer's condition.
Now our officer has been transported to a local hospital where she is receiving treatment for the injuries she received during this altercation.
Wichita police say one man is dead, another injured, and a suspect behind bars in Saturday morning shooting. Officers were called to a home in the 2200 block of South Parkridge for a report of a shooting. They found a 31-year-old man in the street with two gunshot wounds to a leg. Upon arriving at the home, officers reported seeing a 21-year-old man leave the house with a handgun. They arrested him. Inside the home, officers found a 44-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds who was pronounced dead. The 31-year-old man was treated at an area hospital. Police Department reports 21-year-old Jeremy Mork was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder and other charges. Some Kansas lawmakers are questioning how much benefit the state is getting for the millions of dollars it has spent over the past 16 years developing retail and tourism districts.
The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the state has spent more than $557 million in state sales tax revenue to repay the sales tax and revenue bonds, more commonly known as STAR bonds. Those bonds are a financing option in which municipalities issue bonds to pay the cost of roads and other infrastructure in new developments. Those bonds are repaid with new sales tax revenues generated by the projects. Democratic Senator Tom Holland said there's been little money generated back to the state beyond what's going to pay off the bonds. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Supreme Court's latest order to legislators to boost spending on public schools has Republicans talking again about amending the state constitution to curb the court's power.
Moves to amend the constitution have become nearly automatic for conservative Republicans over the past dozen years as the state has lost school funding lawsuits. The proposals have failed to attract the two-thirds majorities in the GOP-controlled legislature to get on the ballot for a statewide vote, so this effort doesn't look to be any different. Democrats are all but certain to vote together against any proposed amendment. Conservative Republicans need the votes of GOP moderates to get the two-thirds majorities to put a proposal on the ballot, and GOP moderates say they are skeptical of proposed amendments. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Firefighters are still trying to gain the upper hand on Southern California's largest and most destructive wildfire. The Thomas Fire is burning near Santa Barbara and Los Padres National Forest. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown urges people to take evacuation orders seriously.
This fire has acted in an unpredictable manner. It has been very rapidly moving, and it's going to be a multi-day event. So please do what you can now to prepare to evacuate either yourselves and your family members and get them out of harm's way.
The Thomas Fire spans some 173,000 acres and has engaged more than 4,000 firefighters and staff. Republicans in the Senate and House are trying to find a consensus on tax reform legislation to send to the president's desk.
The House and Senate tax reform versions are similar but have some differences to hammer out. South Carolina Republican Tim Scott, who's on the conference committee, says key concepts are being discussed, like
how we treat high tax states like New York, New Jersey, and do we allow other Americans in South Carolina and North Carolina to subsidize those high taxes?
Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders says he can't see the bill's benefit to the average taxpayer.
What this tax bill is about is nothing more than a gift to billionaire campaign contributors to the Republican Party.
Both men appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Republicans are racing to meet a Christmas deadline for the legislation. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday.
And traffic right now, well, volumes are starting to pick up still. Pretty light traffic out there at this time. The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, low end, seems to be around $2.19 a gallon. Seeing that at a lot of different retailers this morning, $2.19 a gallon as far as traffic or as far as gasoline prices are concerned. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is another cool and dry start to the work week for us, and that pattern looks like it's going to stay in place through most of this week and next weekend. The big story, a frontal boundary moving through this morning, will give us strong gusty northwest winds, behind it up to 35 and 40 miles per hour. So as dry as we are, that will create extreme fire danger. Our high 61, clear, windy, and 29 tonight. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holiday.
Now, partly cloudy sky, 41 degrees. We have a west wind at 14 miles per hour. Beautiful Sunday across Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 67 degrees. That is just right at 33 degrees above normal. Normal high for yesterday's date, 44. We were at 67.
It did seem warm yesterday.
It was. A little bit. You know, I went someplace in a jacket and pretty soon I had to peel that off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 14 shopping days till Christmas. And I'll tell you what, if my weekends continue like they have been, I'm not going to get anything shopping done on the weekends.
Yeah, same here.
Ball games, kids games, parties, all kinds of stuff going on.
I just came back from a week off, and I haven't even started my Christmas shopping yet.
I may have to do a little bit of last-minute stuff.
I was a little too busy during that time, yeah.
On this date in 1936, Britain's King Edward VIII abdicated the throne so he could marry American divorcee Wallace Warfield Simpson. His brother Prince Albert became King George VI. And I bring this up because it's a little context for what's going on right now with Prince Harry and his fiancée, who is a divorcee.
Right.
And also is Catholic. And I mean, you know, in 1936, that wouldn't have flown very well.
Nope.
Not at all. So the times change.
No, was Catholic. Hadn't she already converted to the COE, I think?
So. I don't know, but yeah. Times have changed. Times continue to change. Okay. A former Ku Klux Klan member who burned a cross on a black couple's lawn 40 years ago before becoming a Roman Catholic priest has finally written his victims an apology. 40 years later, the Reverend William Atchison told Philip and Barbara Butler he was blinded by hate and ignorance when he targeted them in 1977 at their home in College Park, Maryland. In a letter dated September 8th, Atchison wrote that he rejected those beliefs before he joined the priesthood, but was too ashamed to face the Butlers.
Wow.
I mean, just apparently the father says, just shame. I was ashamed. But he finally come around. I would think that would have been one of the first priorities. When he joined the priesthood, I got to contact the Butlers.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to, this whole thing is going to be tainted. 40 years later, man.
Just leave a note. Sorry about the burning cross.
Yeah. Sorry about the burning cross. Love, Father Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yikes.
Turkeys may be a cherished symbol at the holidays, but in the northern Utah city of Mendon, they are just pests. The Herald Journal says residents are upset about dozens of the birds in their yards, damaging grass and dropping waste. Mendon Mayor Ed Buist says the turkeys end up causing property damage, but there's not much he can do to protect his residents. Only the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources can trap the hundreds of wild turkeys or issue hunting permits to thin their numbers.
Hmm.
Bingo! I would think in a place like Utah, those numbers had already been thinned. But apparently, they save their bullets for, like, deer and elk and bigger game.
I suppose.
And of course, it was Thanksgiving morning here in Wichita. I went for a run there in Riverside near my home and in our block. I don't know if you were here. Yeah, did I tell you about this? Had a big old wild turkey right on the neighbor's lawn. I got a photo of it, terrible photo. I went back and got my phone and took a photo. It wasn't a very good photo, but there it was.
You know, I was here when you said that.
And he came, and I got up close, he turned walking away, so I couldn't really get a good picture. It was a, you know, one of those turkeys that doesn't pose very well, I suppose.
Of course, not here, but at the old offices we had. We had several that we would see every morning in the parking lot. I believe we had two of them designated, Steve and Ted.
Yeah, we had a couple designated. A couple of turkeys named Steve and Ted. But
yeah, around here at our new place, I think the geese would probably chase them off.
I saw a fox one day.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a possum maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
I have smelled skunk down
There's been some skunk smell down around the little pond out here.
That's right.
Outside the building.
Haven't seen one, though.
Haven't seen a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
Just a note about last Friday. You know, we do the Christmas cash at the Taco Bells. $98 cash just for somebody who's driving through. We've done this for, several years.
Yeah.
And Friday afternoon, I was at 21st and Ridge. And we just picked somebody at random, and the person we picked was Chris and his wife. And I'm not going to use his last name, but Chris listens to Steve and Ted every morning.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, you're taking a random shot. So there's a good possibility you're not going to find somebody who listens to KNSS or our other radio stations.
It could just be someone who got hungry and wanted to stop for lunch.
Yeah. But his wife said, you know, we heard about this. We were talking about it earlier. We heard about this, and we thought, well, should we stop in? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we're not going to win anything. Oh, we're hungry. We need Taco Bell anyway. So they dropped in. $98. They were very thankful for it, as most of our listeners are. And it's good to see them. Good to talk to listeners who, you know, just made $98 just for showing up. And they got a free lunch.
Of course.
Of course they did. All right, we've got something fun and exciting. We have done this a couple of years now, I believe, and we're going to do it again this year. We have the Christmasville Mannheim Steamroller CD and a hot chocolate canister.
Oh, neat.
Value of $15. We've got several of these, and here this next week we're going to be giving those away. So be listening for your chance to win. Nice little prize. You know, the Mannheim Steamroller Christmasville CD. What could be better than that? And why you rank? Maybe you're decorating the tree, and you put that on your player there in the living room or whatever, and listen to that while you're doing it, and somebody gives you some nice hot chocolate. I can't
warm up some cocoa. Yeah.
Like I said, my weekends are so busy, I'm not going to be able to do that. But it sounds like a great time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be doing that sometime this morning and throughout this week. Mannheim Steamroller Christmasville CD and a hot chocolate canister. All right. Also, coming up this morning, quickly, we have at 7:10 this morning, Crime Stoppers Update with Detective Wendy Hummel, and at 7:35, Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell will share his insight with us this morning. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Ted Woodward, time for leadoff sports this morning, and for about three-quarters of that game yesterday, the Chiefs had the opponents buffaloed, Ted, completely. The defense was looking good.
Yep, everything was looking good yesterday. Of course, you heard the Chiefs game right here on your home of the Chiefs. 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Chiefs hosting the Oakland Raiders. Big game. Those are two of the three teams tied for first place atop the division with a month to go. But like you said, Steve, the Chiefs roared out of the gate yesterday in front of the home crowd and stomped on the Oakland Raiders. You heard the game yesterday. Mitch Holtis had the call. It was right here on KNSS.
Second down, 9 for the Chiefs at the 13 of the Raiders. Charkhandrick West is in. He'll get a right side run at the 10. Inside the 5, Charkhandrick West dragging Raiders all the way into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City Skittles in the sweet nectar of the end zone on a 13-yard right side run.
Nice job by the Chiefs. The rushing game was working. The offensive line was doing their job. Chiefs had a 26-0 lead by the fourth quarter. Oakland did score some late points, but the Chiefs had control of this game. Beat the Raiders 26-15, snapping a four-game losing streak. Chiefs finally back in the win column. Kareem Hunt rushing for 116 yards. First Chiefs rookie to rush for more than 1,000 yards in a season since Joe Delaney in 1981.
It's going back a ways.
Long ways. Of course, he passed away. He drowned.
Yeah, that's right.
Cut his career short. Chiefs still holding on to a playoff spot with 3 weeks to go. And guess what? They get to play the other team that is now tied for them for first place. Chargers on Saturday night, prime time coming up this week.
They've got them lined up, the people who they can do the most good.
Yeah, well, they took care of part one. Yeah. They knocked the Raiders out of first place. Now they can try to do the same to the Chargers, also in Kansas City. That'll be a Saturday night game.
I wonder if that game would be heard on radio.
I think it will. Yeah,
right here on 98.
Big Saturday night right here on KNSS for the Chiefs and the Chargers coming up. College, let's take a listen to, by the way, let's hear from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
It's hard to lose in the National Football League. Sometimes you get into that washing machine where you're going around and around and you're hoping for something good to happen. If it doesn't, you get a little bit down. So there was none of that. There was none of that. They just pounded all the way through. If there was a completed ball, they pounded it through. If we got 1 yard on a run, they pounded it through the next time. I mean, it was just both sides of the ball, and they were supporting each other. I just thought all that was good.
Yeah, Chiefs got the win. Nice to hear from Coach Reid there.
Yeah.
College men's basketball yesterday up in Lawrence. Number 2, Kansas, taking on undefeated 16th-ranked Arizona State. It looked pretty good for the Jayhawks early. They had a 15-2 lead. But then after that, the Sun Devils kind of took over and took it to the Jayhawks in Lawrence. As Arizona State ended up winning that game 95-85, putting up a lot of points on the Jayhawks. Arizona State on its way to an undefeated 8-0 start, has defeated both K-State and KU so far in the early going of the season. Not happy, Jayhawks coach Bill Self.
We were obviously ready to play. It's as good as we've looked all year to in the first 5 minutes and get up 15-2, and then we made a couple of scout report plays, and they get it back to 15-12 or whatnot, and then they totally controlled the game. Even though we got it to 6 or 7 in the first half, I still felt like they were getting anything they wanted.
What, have they lost 2 in a row now?
Back-to-back losses for the Jayhawks.
Wow.
Not their best week.
They haven't done that in a while.
Now they get a week off for finals and get ready for Nebraska. But
yeah,
Jayhawks came into the week undefeated, ranked number 2 in the nation, and they will drop a little bit after back-to-back losses. Arizona State looks pretty good. We'll talk about they'll talk about it tonight. KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. 6 o'clock tonight. That'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And we'll be talking Shocker Hoops tonight right here on KNSS, back-to-back coaches shows. We'll start out with the WSU Basketball Coaches Show, head coach Greg Marshall, 6 o'clock tonight, followed by women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock, both broadcasting live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich tonight, and both live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, talking some Shocker Hoops. Who knows how high the Shocks will be ranked
when the rankings come
out later today.
Later today, right? Yeah.
3 of the top 5 teams lost last week. So
we could be pretty
Shocks
close to
sitting
top.
There at number 6. We'll see how far they move up.
Wow.
That'll be interesting when those polls come out later today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Buffalo is having a gun exchange that is a toy gun exchange. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.